This is Bela Fleck, and you're listening to Interlochen Public Radio, your source for NPR news and classical music from Northern Michigan.
Hi, my name is Daniel. I'm 11 years old, and I play the piano, and you're listening to Kids Commute on Interlochen Public Radio.
Thank you, Daniel. That was Daniel introducing our show and playing the Kids Commute theme on the piano. If you'd like to be featured, like Daniel, on the show, you can find instructions, sheet music, everything you need at our website, kidscommute.org. Well, hi there, kids commuters. We have missed you so much. Welcome to your brand new school year and season 4 of Kids Commute. We have all kinds of neat things coming your way. We're also thinking you might be pretty happy to go back to school this year. So this week on Kids Commute, it is Joy Week. We're looking at all different forms of musical joy. And we'll start this week's Quizlet after the music. Today we're learning about the concept of joie de vivre. And we're learning about it from the perspective of a composer. Her name is Ursula Bagdasarjansz. She was born in Switzerland in 1934. Her mother was a violinist and her first teacher. Now, musical talent, said her mother, was given to her as a gift to take through life. Her mother made sure that this gift was not squandered. So Ursula started playing the violin at age 5. She gave her first concert when she was 10 years old, performing Beethoven, the Romance in F major, which sounds like this. When she was 17, she went on to the Conservatoire, the fancy music school in Paris, and by the time she was 22, she had a very active schedule of concerts and went on to make many recordings of famous violin music. She played a lot, but she also wrote a lot. We're going to hear one of her compositions today called, as we mentioned at the beginning of the episode, Joie de vivre. Joie de vivre is French, and it means joy of living, zest for life, or delight in being alive. Here is some musical joie de vivre by Ursula Bagdasarjansz. Melanie Di Cristino is our violinist. The pianist is Raluca Stirbat. Thank you. That was Joie de Vivre, Joy of Life, by Ursula Bagdasarjans. Melanie DiCristino was our violinist with Raluca Stirbat at the piano. Now, kids commuters, we're going to ask you our Quizlet question for the week. Now, last year we waited until Friday, but a bunch of you spoke up and said you want a chance at it every day, and please bring back the hints, so we're going to do that. Today, we'll just ask you the question. The first hint will come tomorrow. If you get the answer right, we'll send you a Kids Commute prize pack in the mail. Now, there are a couple of nifty changes coming to the prize packs, too, this year. You'll get a small present and your name on the air if you get the Quizlet right this week. Then, once a month, we'll draw a name from all of the prize pack winners to receive a whole month's supply of Go-Go Squeeze applesauce. So, here is this week's question. What composer wrote the most famous piece of music about joy? If you know that answer, send it to us with your name and address in a text message to area code 231-237-7482. And if you get the answer right, the prize pack is yours. Now don't worry if you don't know yet. We'll give you your first hint tomorrow. That's it for today's Kids Commute, first one of the school year. Have a magical day. Tomorrow, we'll hear some music by a king more famous for his marriages than his music. Welcome back to Kids Commute and your new school year. Congrats. I hope it is amazing. I'm Kate Botello. Hasta mañana.
Interlochen Public Radio.